RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Bears.
We'll go next to Chris Emma from 670 The Score. Go ahead, Chris.
Chris Emma.
I will fight Chris Emma. Name the time, name the place. I'll be there, Chris Emma.
Covering the Bears for 670 The Score.
Covering the Bears quite a bit, as he always does, and we're always happy to have him aboard. Chris Emma.
Yeah, we got you, Chris. Chris, you look like you're working that technology about like I did.
Lead Bears writer for 670thescore.com.
At the same point in time, they've got major depth concerns, so, I mean, I feel like I got the crowd noise here with these cicadas going. I got tuned out here outside of Hallis Hall.
Chris Emma with Spiegel and Holmes.
I like it.
On 670 The Score.
Some people like Chris Emma. We are those people. This is the Spiegel and Holmes show. Zach is in for Spiegs. We will talk with Olin Krutz coming up at 5 o'clock. But our man Chris Emma is there at Hallis Hall Live. You can actually see him if you're watching on YouTube or on Twitch. He joins us now on the Circa Resort and Casino Hotline, CircaLasVegas.com. Emma, what do we need to know at Hallis Hall today?
What's up, guys? Yeah, Friday, week 17 with a pivotal matchup on tap, and the injury report is worth noting. Roma Dunze ruled out for this game, still dealing with a stress fracture in his foot. Deshaun Wright is questionable to play, dealing with a hamstring and an illness. TJ Edwards also questionable, so is CJ Gardner-Johnson. And there are illnesses going through this team right now. There are five players listed on the injury report dealing with illnesses, so something to keep an eye on as you heading into Sunday night.
What about San Francisco?
Still waiting on that. Still waiting on the word for George Kittle. I would imagine he will be close to a game-time decision as we head into Sunday.
Yeah, it's interesting, Emma, where this is the time of year where you see guys end up getting sick. The locker rooms will get sick, and then they have to figure out ways to navigate around some of that stuff. With Roma Dunze dealing with this stress fracture, and I know that Ben Johnson said earlier this week that he's going to be pivotal in what they do going forward. I wonder if the Bears find themselves in a position and like, yeah, we'd love to push the envelope with him, but he might be more valuable to us once we get into actual playoff football.
Yeah, look, Ben Johnson's talked about the steps. They got step one down. They were in the playoffs. Step two, as he said, is clinching the division. And step three is the number one seed, which is still there. But as it relates to Roma Dunze, Lawrence, I think you're right. I think you just hold them out until the postseason at this rate. Yes, there's more to play for, but at what risk? He's already dealt with re-aggravating this injury. He's dealt with the hardship of going through this and trying to get himself right. And I'll give you this, too. Like, I've seen him in the locker room. There's no cast. There's no limp. There's nothing that sounds alarm bells. Like, he's got to be close. I think it's just a matter of when those games mean more in the playoffs and getting him back out there for some significant stakes down the stretch. But I don't think you're going to see him these next two games.
Wait a minute, Chris, you're telling me if the Bears take the field next week against the Lions here at home, and there's an opportunity to pick up that number one top overall seed in the NFC, they're going to sit Adunze?
I think it's possible, Zach. I think at this rate, yeah. They got to get him right. And having that re-aggravation a couple weeks ago, you can go back to that one and wonder why he was yet to play against the Browns, a game where they won 31-3 and were fine without him. Like, that's perfectly fair. And I think that might have been mismanaged to some degree in terms of getting him as close to 100% as you can be. So they're going to err on the side of caution. Ben Johnson said, we got to protect this guy as much as we possibly can. I don't think you're going to see him until the postseason at this rate.
Boy, that's interesting. The other thing that I've found fascinating is, why did it take the injury to Odunze for DJ Moore to be the kind of playmaker he's been over the last couple of weeks? Because he's such a valuable player. And I know he's done a lot of different things, but you saw the locker room celebration with the cheese grater on his head. You saw the frustration unleashed. This guy's a playmaker, and he's essentially been ignored by the passer. Why? What's going on there that's made things so complicated?
It's a great question, Zach. I think it was a breakthrough moment to get that touchdown they did against the Browns a couple weeks ago with Rome Odunze out. And you were planning on Rome to be out there. That was what you were going into that game expecting. And suddenly he's not available. So you saw Caleb Williams and DJ Moore strike that connection. I'd love to have a great answer for you, Zach. I just don't know at this rate. Something is just not connected consistently between Caleb Williams and DJ Moore, but it's coming together now. And you saw that on Saturday night. Obviously, the biggest moment of that game-winning touchdown pass in overtime. But they've been in lockstep a little bit more closely, and I'm curious to know. I did not get a chance to talk to DJ Moore today about what they've done to fine-tune that chemistry and really get things right. But they've had some moments both within the script of a play of going through those progressions, but also going off script, and Caleb Williams just finding number two open there. So at the very least, it's developing the right way. And you're right, Zach. You want to see more DJ Moore here as you head into the postseason.
Emma, walk us through what we need to know from the people that you talked to today at Halas Hall.
Well, so we heard from Caleb Williams on Tuesday talking about the dynamic with Ben Johnson and how he said it was fragile, as he said, actually. A tough start as they began their work together in the offseason program. And they formed that connection over time and really getting to trust each other and getting to know each other on a more personal level. So Ben Johnson was asked about that today. I'm going to play this cut here for you. It starts with Caleb Williams on Tuesday, the refresher of what he said, and then you hear Ben Johnson's response to it. So let's get to it.
It took me a while. It took me, you know, throughout camp, at certain parts, you know, felt like our relationship was pretty fragile. Fragile at certain points from my perspective. It was like, geez, like this dude, you know, doesn't seem like, you know, he likes me. He doesn't have to like me. You know, that's what you kind of realize. But at that point also, and to that extent, you start figuring out that's just him, and he cares so much about the sport. He cares so much about us. He cares so much about winning. He cares, like I said, he cares about us as players. That you start figuring out him, and you understand that, you know, when you're on that 53, you know, the 53 by 120, it's you know, that's his place. And so, you know, being able to go out there, you know, do our job exactly how we should and exactly how he teaches it. And then when you get off the field, he's one of the guys. He's a player's coach. He laughs and jokes with us. He's bumping us around and things like that. And so it's fun. It's enjoyable when we're off the field. It's fun and enjoyable when we're on the field. But it did take a little bit.
Yeah, I would say probably a lot of my closest friends would tell you the same thing. So I think of a guy that was in my wedding. One of my best men was Drew Petzing, who's the coordinator for Arizona. I think he would tell you the first 2 months that we were together at Boston College, we didn't say a whole lot to each other, but that's how, it's just kind of how it is sometimes. You know, I treat Caleb like I do the rest of the guys. I love all these guys, and comes from a good place. I just want them to become the best player that they can be and grow as men as well. So I think he understands that, and we're at a good spot right now.
It's interesting to watch the way that Ben Johnson goes about doing his job and how it's really impacted, I think, in the most positive way, how things have gone at Halas Hall, Emma.
Look, at Caleb Williams last year when there was change and chaos in a lot of ways in this building said, I want to be coached. I want structure. I want to be challenged. And Ben Johnson from day one through the OTAs and the mini camp, training camp, and on we go into week 17 has been challenging him. You saw that each day in practice where they're throwing everything they could at Caleb Williams in training camp to really make him better in the long run. And Caleb loves it. Like a lot of other guys in his shoes would just let it roll off. They wouldn't feel comfortable with it. They wouldn't like having a coach getting right up in his grill and saying what he wants to say. But Caleb Williams truly embraces this. Like, it wasn't just lip service with him. And you feel that connection is forming. And you see, as Ben Johnson hoped, that Caleb Williams is making these strides down the stretch of this season to be the guy leading this team and leading them now with 11-4 record and heading into the postseason with high aspirations. Like, this is what Ben Johnson set out to do. But there had to be that natural connection between the two where they established that trust, and Caleb understands this guy's looking out for me. He wants the best for me, and vice versa. Ben Johnson understanding what makes Caleb Williams click the right way.
What does make Caleb Williams click the right way?
It's, I think, a lot in those one-on-one interactions, Zach, where they're sitting in Ben Johnson's office and going through plays, and Ben, I'm sure, is constantly candid, saying, you got to do this better. You got to hit that throw earlier. You can't miss that first read. You can't settle for that check down. Like, I bet there's a lot of candor, if I could be a fly on the wall for those meetings between those two. And certainly you feel it when they're at the podium right behind me here at the media room and talking about their relationship and the way that they can improve together. There's a trust, though, and that much is clear. And you felt the challenges in practice. When you're watching at OTAs, I remember that day in late April, I think it was early May, when Ben Johnson got right in the grill of Cole Kmet and was just letting him have it. That's a guy who's worn the C on his chest and a decorated veteran and a guy who's really respected in that locker room. And he's just hearing it from the head coach in a way I've never heard a Bears head coach talk to a player before.
Really?
But those are the challenges. And at first, it probably seemed a little awkward. I'm sure players were somewhat uncomfortable with it. But once you understand what makes Ben Johnson click and knowing that he's out for the best of these guys, I think everybody, not just Caleb Williams, understands this is a guy I want to play for. This is a guy I can believe in.
So that's Caleb wasn't the only person to talk about Ben Johnson's style. Who else did you guys talk to?
Got to talk with Antoine Randall, the Bears wide receivers coach, and a right-hand man to Ben Johnson on this coaching staff, who, of course, was with him in Detroit for 4 years on that staff with Dan Campbell. And that was such an important hire for Ben Johnson to make. And Antoine Randall knows well about Ben Johnson, about his intensity and the way that he's trying to get through to players. So here's Antoine Randall on his head coach, Ben Johnson.
It's one thing to actually have the position and making decisions and all that, but he was really prepping for it years ago, to be honest with you. So he's in his role, and really he understands the idea of careful planning as it relates to this team and how this team goes and how this team ticks. When's the right time to cut back on reps and all that type of stuff? So those things I think he just prepared for in his earlier years, and it just shows up over and over again. And again, he'll learn more and more as he goes as head coach, but he's been doing a phenomenal job at the position so far and still calling plays. So I think it's good to see.
Have you seen any elements of other coaches that you played for and coached for, like Bruce Arians?
I played for some fiery coaches. Going all the way back to Coach Cowher, I wouldn't put him in the same category as Coach Knight in basketball, but he's got some fire to him, and he lets the players know, lets coaches know when things are not right like they need to be. So I think that's one of the things that you have to have as a coach, and when to use it, when to not blow up, but make sure things are in order.
People forget Antoine Randall, at least a 3-sport athlete. Drafted by the Cubs, played basketball for Bobby Knight, Big Ten Player of the Year as a quarterback for Indiana. People forget that. Before we move on, Emma, I do need to make mention of something. Alex, you can let me know if I'm wrong on this. I feel like this is the first time we've had this particular background for Emma or Grody, right? Like, usually they're in the they're in Stacey Dales's closet up there for NFL Network.
Yeah, the great teammate Stacey Dales.
We love Stacey Dales.
Lends us her spot.
I really like. Let's go full screen here on Twitch and on YouTube with Emma's background, because he's right there where everyone does their press conferences from. I dig this view.
Looks great.
I appreciate that. I got my usual perch downstairs of the PNC Center, but Sunday Night Football and the NBC crew, they're doing the intros for players who did not have intros recorded earlier in the season. So C.J. Gardner-Johnson was not a part of the Bears going into this year. He was doing his intro, several other players as well. So they've taken my room with NBC. Fortunately, it's quiet here today, so I've got this place to myself, and I'm not disrupting anybody too badly.
Wait, when did this game get moved to Sunday night? The Bears were not going to be a part of the Sunday night package at all this season. They weren't even being considered. That's all you need to know about how special this season is. The Bears were a non-factor when it came to Sunday night football until they made themselves a factor.
Well, how about it? The last 2 weeks, like, you get moved to the Fox Saturday night primetime slot, and now you're in Sunday night football for a game, Emma, that is, Zach and I have been talking about it. I know that everyone's still high off the win off the Packers. This is a game that is legitimately for the winner about the number one seed.
It's really something. A battle of 11-4s here, and the stakes not only for the Bears, but in the NFC West, where that's just a fascinating race taking place right now. And it's really exciting to go from the thrilling win of Saturday night at Soldier Field to everything on the line on Sunday night at Levi's Stadium. And we'll see what Week 18 holds, if the Bears have a lot to play for, if they're just getting ready for the postseason at that point. But every year in the NFL, there's parity, and you just don't know what to expect when you see that schedule in May. But the finish of this year for the Bears has just been thrilling to follow, and you just get excited. This big game after big game, the stakes, everything on the line for this team in a breakthrough season. I think it's good for the Bears to have these constant challenges one after the next where you got to get ready. I think it makes them stronger. It's the iron sharpening iron here.
I just want to see, and I don't know how much credence you put into bear weather. We talk about it a lot like it's a thing, but I do think it is a thing in January at Soldier Field. And I think if you can cut down how many games you have to play in the playoffs, if you can get that bye, you talked about Roma Dunze and what he's been dealing with. He's not the only one. If you can get that bye, clinch that top seed, if you can actually get the number one overall seed, and that's why this game is so huge, even though the Bears may have already clinched the NFC North before they even take the field against the 49ers if the Ravens beat the Packers this weekend. If you have an opportunity to grab that number one and take either, say, a team like the Rams or one of these warm weather teams.
Or even the Seahawks.
Even the Seahawks. And even the Eagles. If you have to play them at Soldier Field when the conditions are terrible, may not be, you never know, it's Chicago weather, right? But if it's like it was against Cleveland earlier this season, that to me is an advantage for a team that takes the ball away and can run the ball even though you know they're running the ball right at you and still be successful.
No doubt, Zach, you're exactly right. I mean, that's the bread and butter of this offense, is running the football, and that plays so well in January. And the importance of home field advantage for this football team, you heard Ben Johnson say it about that atmosphere they felt on Saturday night. I never felt that stadium shake before. I didn't know that press box could shake, and you felt that multiple times, the Johnny Walker touchdown, and then, of course, the game winner, DJ Moore. And it is special in Chicago when the Bears are good and they are having a chance to go compete for a championship. And you feel that all around the city, the buzz that's there. To get home games in the playoffs and to have that advantage with the weather and the crowd and everything that goes into playing a playoff game at Soldier Field, like, the Bears understand the importance of that. They're not going to pass that up. That is incredible motivation for this football team. And if you get more games like you did on Saturday night along the lakefront, it's something that Chicago wants to savor.
We're running out of time, Emma, so give us the nuggets and tidbits.
I've got a bunch of nuggets and tidbits for you guys. The Bears and 49ers have alternated results, win-loss splitting, the last 9 games dating back to 2012. This matchup will also mark the 6th straight game against San Francisco with a different head coach, John Fox, Matt Nagy, Chris Tabor stepping in for a 1-game interim basis for Nagy in 21, Matt Eberflus, Thomas Brown, and now Ben Johnson. Of the NFL's 8 divisions, 7 are currently led by a team that did not win the division last year. That, of course, includes the Bears, one of 3 teams to go from last year year ago to clinching a postseason seed. The others are the Patriots and Sunday's opponent, the 49ers. The locker room was quite empty today after practice, and that's because the team held its gift exchange. I saw Jalen Johnson walking through with a giant TV screen, like an Apple TV screen from somebody. I didn't get the full rundown on that. Ben Johnson asked about Christmas, said, quote, "When was Christmas?" So they're locked in here at Hallis Hall.
That's pretty funny. Emma, great job as always. Thanks, man.
Take care.
It's Chris Emma with the super-duper background today there for the folks who are watching on Twitch or are watching on YouTube. It's appreciated. Good Bears hit by him. Let's take a break. Let's react a little bit to some of the stuff that Emma had to say. And also, I love when a defensive coach talks to an offensive coach. I love the type of questions, the type of conversation that can happen. And we've got some of that. Tony Dungy and Ben Johnson for Sunday Night Football talked ball. We're going to share some of that with
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Do you next?
Spiegel and Holmes.
Great day to have a day.
I love that.
Let's keep this thing going. Here we go. Let's come out the window today. Here we go.
Afternoons on the Score.
The Bears will be on Sunday Night Football. We will also have our pre- and post-game. Interesting timing with Zach being here and all. Before Chicago takes on San Francisco, tune in Sunday from 4 until 7:20 p.m. for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully will get you set for the game. Then immediately following the game, Zach Zabin will join Olin and Pat. I think Olin's out, right? Is that what
yeah,
I'm hearing?
Pat, yeah.
is just you and Pat.
Mm-hmm.
You guys are going to break it down with instant reaction on the post-game show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Arturo Tires. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. So one of the things that you're going to see, part of the feature that you'll see on Sunday Night Football, is Tony Dungy talking with Ben Johnson. But we got a little sneak peek at the interview that these two guys did. And considering Tony's background as a defensive guy, and then, of course, being able to manage maybe the best regular season quarterback of all time, mm-hmm. some would say the best quarterback of all time, in Peyton Manning, this should be interesting. This is what Tony Dungy and Ben Johnson talked about as the Bears get ready to take on the 49ers.
Coming to Chicago, obviously one of the big tasks was Caleb Williams. What did you see in him that you knew you had something special to work with?
Well, I think everybody, they first talk about the arm talent. They talk about the ability to create and extend. And certainly that's something that jumps off the tape. But I think what I've just been blown away with is just his competitive drive. This guy loves football. He wants to be great. He's going to stop at nothing but to be great. And I think that's a great starting point for any competitor in this league. You know, I really think because he's wired that way, he's opened himself up to coaching. We meet on a daily basis, you know, to go over practice tape, game tape. What are we trying to get done that week? How can we get better? And he's being very critical of himself. He knows that he's only scratching the surface of what he's capable of right now. And so that's why when I talk about our best days are to come, I mean, I just see this guy getting better and better every week. We talked about as an offensive staff just yesterday how far we've come from the yeah. springtime, you know, and trying to break a huddle properly. And we're reloading plays back to back to back. And now we're in December, and we're not having any of those issues anymore. And now we're really able to get to, you know, really good football.
Yeah. And mentally he's growing, obviously. Was there anything physically or fundamentally you had to work with him? Was there one thing that, hey, we've got to get Caleb doing this?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's an ongoing process, the physical part of it. But we changed in the springtime his feet from the gun. You know, he's now left foot forward. And so that took a little bit of time just to get the comfort level down and the consistency down with what we wanted that to look like. We continue to make strides in that area. But I do think it always starts from the ground up with a quarterback in terms of throwing mechanics. There's still times where we can be closed off when we're throwing to our left and puts us a little bit behind. And so those are things we talk about. Those are things we learn from. And we're continuing to get better to where we're more consistent passers that way.
You've been known as a great play caller. Have you tailored stuff to Caleb and trying to do what he does best? Or is it, hey, this is our system and let's go?
Well, yeah, early on it was let's throw a lot out there and see what not just Caleb but our offensive line, our backs, our receivers, what we're all really good at. And so I think we settled into a pretty good little routine of what we feel comfortable with and what we're about. Our offensive line, I think that's still the engine of what we do on offense. The running game's really picked up since the bye week. These guys are doing a great job. Our backs are trusting their landmarks. And so because we've become such a good running team, that's been able to open up the movement game and the play actions for us. And so Caleb, you know, he joked about it a couple weeks ago. For a guy that was told couldn't turn his back to the defense and be able to see and process, he's doing a pretty good job this late in the season. And so he'll tell you that he can make any throw that's out there and can do anything that we ask him to do. And it's just time on task. I really don't see a limit with this guy. Now we're continuing to see what's best.
When he, and I know he feels this and he believes this, that he can make any throw. Do you have to tell him sometimes you don't need to make that throw?
Yeah, well, I think what he's doing a great job of is understanding the situation, you know. And so I think that's probably a big reason why when we're in the second half of the fourth quarter and the game's on the line, hey, I got to make a play here, and he opens it up.
He doesn't.
But prior to that, maybe he's a little bit more conservative, and he does a great job taking care of the football. He really doesn't put it in harm's way very often. He doesn't throw many interceptions. He never really has. And so we have an immense trust level, and so it allows me to be pretty aggressive with the play calling, knowing that he's going to do a good job taking care of that football.
What do you hear there, Zach?
I hear a lot of respect for the quarterback that maybe wasn't there initially, because I feel like during the offseason and throughout training camp, yeah, Ben Johnson and this staff, they were throwing a lot of things at Caleb and the rest of the offense. I don't think he liked the way Caleb responded to what he was throwing at him. And it took Williams a little bit of time to grow. And he's still not there. I don't think anyone would say, because you hear it in his voice.
I mean, Ben said he's not.
Right?
There are still things where he could get better at.
Because you can't go 58 minutes. Just take a look at last week. That's a playoff team, right, that you faced last week. You can't go 58 minutes at home to a team that's without its top offensive player and its top defensive player and not come close to scoring a touchdown. You know what I mean? And I know they had that play, and Ben Johnson blamed himself after the game for the play call on the first drive where they
snap it through Cole Kmet's right. legs to Manungai, and he goes over Manungai's head.
Right. I don't think he was getting cute. Some people would say he got cute, but the bottom line is they took the ball out of the hands of the quarterback on that play, right? But I think I hear a lot of different things there, and some of it makes me mad. For example, I'm angered that the Bears wasted Caleb Williams' rookie season, because the stuff that you hear Ben Johnson talking about that they've worked with Caleb Williams off the left foot, right? Like all these things that are critical to good fundamental football play from the quarterback in this system, you're learning it in year two. Mm-hmm. And it's a great credit to Ben Johnson, this staff, and Caleb for being able to kind of put this together. But this is stuff that should have been taught year one.
It's funny because one of the things I wrote down in there is where Ben's explaining, hey, you know, it took a little bit to kind of get on the same page. I imagine if you're Caleb, really hard to trust anybody after last year.
Oh, yeah.
That you're like, sure, it's totally mm-hmm. going to work. Yeah, that's what they told me last year, all the stuff. But with the consistency, and I think I keep talking about the idea of a proof of concept. That's one of the things that's been beneficial to Ben Johnson, is that his team has won. And so it's really easy. Well, not really easy, but it's easier for a coach to be like, see, this is what I'm talking about. And then that goes back into what happens at practice each week.
Well, so there's that, which is a big deal. And it takes time to build that kind of trust. And you need to see it play out in real games before you commit all. It's just human nature, right? For both guys. But that didn't take place in year one. The other thing is, so this year, they gave him a real center, a guy who's got experience, a guy that, and I'm interested, we're going to talk to Olin Krutz about this, because I don't think we've talked about this enough. How much has been taken off of Caleb's plate when it comes to the protection packages? Does he do any of it? Every team is a little bit different now. Is Drew Dahlman, and clearly, I mean, you're talking about a Pro Bowl center with a lot of experience.
I will say Coleman Schultzen has had a good year in L.A., and so you wonder, is it a coaching thing?
Well, he also has a quarterback in L.A.
Right, no
who's
doubt.
Seen everything.
No doubt.
So how much of that has freed Caleb up to just play? You know, you don't have to worry. We'll take care of the protection scheme. Just play. But then there are some things that really make you smile. You know, you've got a quarterback who doesn't turn the ball over. And that's one of his biggest traits. And that's something that the head coach in that interview with Tony Dungy brought up. Again, I think the reason the Bears have been in a position to pounce on these teams that have made mistakes late to allow the Bears to make plays to win these games is because the quarterback doesn't turn it over and the defense takes it away at an extremely high rate. Right.
When I hear Ben say, I don't see a limit with this guy. Like, that's a quote. That's exciting, because I one of the things I've really liked about listening to and learning from Ben Johnson is that there's not a lot of times where I feel like he's lying to me. There's not a lot of times where I feel like he's just saying the thing. He feels more honest, and it's carried through the season. A lot easier to be honest when you're winning. I mean, we know that from dealing with coaches who were losing and some of the. But he's seemed very genuine in my favorite thing about him, Zach, is that most coaches will tell you, well, we got to go look at the tape. And then they never get back to you about the thing that they need to go back and look over on the tape. Ben always does. Like, I'll have a better answer for you tomorrow after I watch it. And then when he walks in the door the next day, he has an answer. It's like, this is what happened on the play. This is what I saw. This is what we can do better. So hearing him say, I don't see a limit with this guy, like, that's incredibly encouraging.
If you watch the way Caleb Williams is able to avoid sacks and spin away from the fastest, baddest pass rushers they have in the National Football League, your eyes open up. Hey, Jared Goff's not doing that. You know, and now Jared Goff does other things that Caleb has not been able to do on a consistent basis.
Jared Goff is still got a chance to throw for 4,500 yards this season.
And we're still waiting as we approach 2026 for a Bears quarterback to hit 4,000 yards.
Caleb's got a chance. He's at 3,400. And the two defenses that he's playing against, there's a chance for him to do it.
There is no way he's thrown for 600. Does he have a 300-yard passing game this year?
I don't know. I think so, right? Maybe not.
But 299 against Dallas was top. Yeah.
All right. So, no. Okay.
No, because, again, because
they run the ball too well.
Well, to beat San Francisco,
you might have to.
Well, to beat San Francisco, your running game better be on display often, right? To keep that high powered offense off the field. So that's why I say that. And I just think that. I think those are things that you want to, that's the next step. You know, and we don't see this, it wasn't asked, but how much is Caleb missing? We always talk about the good things.
Mm-hmm.
What don't we see? You can't see it unless you look at the All-22 and you know what was called. But, like, what are we not seeing that clearly, because this play caller is elite.
He is.
I mean, there's always an answer. Like, on that last play at Lambeau, when a lot of people were criticizing the actual play call. There were three options, just without even looking at the All-22, just watching there were three options on that play to get the first down at a minimum and obviously score. And those were missed, right? So just on a, over the, if you go back and you watch the 58 minutes where the Bears weren't really doing anything on offense last week, how much of that is on the quarterback?
Mm-hmm.
Things that were available. And we're being critical because you just heard from the head coach. We've seen it in glimpses. There is greatness there. That doesn't mean he is great. It doesn't mean that he is elite, but there is elite level ability there. You've seen it.
And his ability so far to not allow what's happened over the first 55 minutes or 58 minutes of a game to impact him in a negative way, that is something that is really difficult to get someone to be able to do.
I make fun of the people who keep saying this is about belief. But there is a belief late in games, the tight games, that this quarterback is going to find a way to make a play. If I give this guy an opportunity to make a play, he's going to make a play. Now, I don't believe that the Bears are 11-4 simply on belief, because you can't function in professional sports that way. But there is a belief late, and that's the special quality that the great quarterbacks have. There's something to be said for that. I was watching the John Elway documentary on Netflix. Really good. I don't know if you've seen it.
I haven't seen it yet.
But he was talking about how the great quarterbacks find a way. Late, and that's how he described what happened in the drive against Cleveland, you know, what happened in the Super Bowls that he did win. You have to be able to find a way. This guy does. And what's tantalizing, and this is why I think the whole city's jacked up when it comes to Caleb Williams, why you hear the head coach say things that Ben Johnson normally doesn't say publicly, but talking about how there is no limit to this guy. Because you see the special, but you don't see it enough.
He's a no-limit soldier.
You know, so, again, what are we going to see? What are we going to see at this point next year? Because if it doesn't continue to go up, then I don't think the praise is going to be as high.
Oh, I agree with you wholeheartedly if that's what happens. By the way, Netflix, Recco, Death by Lightning, 4-part miniseries, It's awesome. Chicago's Michael Shannon plays President James Garfield. He's amazing. Ottawa's own Nick Offerman plays Chester A. Arthur and is amazing. Highest of recommendations. You will absolutely love it. We need to take a break. Since Zach is here, thought we'd have a little fun and talk about that fun Cubs booth that he's a part of. We'll do that next here on The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes. If they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Spiegel and Holmes.
Randy and Jason Sklar. The Sklar brothers.
So good to be here on 670 The Score.
The Score.
Gotta love it.
Afternoons on The Score.
Here's the 2-2 delivery. Kelly swings and it's a high fly ball deep left center field. Going back, Sheets at the track near the wall. Gone! Cubs take the lead! Carson Kelly pumps his fist up in the air as he rounds the bases. 2-1 Cubs over the Padres here in the fifth. First Suzuki, now Kelly. Cubs go back to back and take the lead.
When Zach isn't here doing talk shows, he is with the Cubs every single day, hosting pre and post, doing the fifth inning, working in what is a very fun booth. So I just want to talk about it for a little bit because I take you guys on a walk every night. Like usually when I get home, we're right into the start of the game. And I'm like, all right, great. I'm going to go walk for 30 minutes or whatever and listen to a few innings of what goes on in the booth. So what's it like to be in that booth?
I'm incredibly lucky. I've got a front row seat to the best radio program in the city, Pat and Ron, right?
100%.
And it's the best reality show going. You never know what's going to transpire on the field. You never know what's going to be said, but you know you're going to be entertained. And I give Pat all the credit in the world for this. There's a reason he's in Cooperstown. One of the reasons is the day I joined, he made it a point to say, people come to the ballpark to have fun. And we should be an extension of that fun. You're the escape. It's supposed to be an enjoyable experience. The result might not be enjoyable on the field. You can't control that. But the ballpark experience can be enjoyable. And through us on the radio, you're going to have an enjoyable experience. We're going to take you there in our special way. And I think that's what's really cool. So there are a lot of laughs, never at the expense of the game, which is the other trick. And you'll learn so much. You know, that's the beautiful thing about Cubs radio. There's the baseball itself, and there is a natural connection between Cubs fans and Cubs radio. Always has been, long before us, right? But Pat is able to capture that because his vocabulary is unbelievable. And he has the ability to describe anything perfectly, even things that have never happened before, which is kind of the fun, right? I can get in knots trying to do some of the things he tries to do, but he does it, and he does it exceptionally well. And then if you want to learn about the game, if you want to leave the broadcast a little smarter, listen to Coom. Listen to Coom for 9 innings. Listen to Coom for 9 innings one day, 2 days in a row, 3 days in a row. Imagine listening to that for 162. You're going to know a lot more about baseball than when the season started.
You grew up a baseball fan, but as far as broadcasting goes, your background was more basketball and football. Mm-hmm. So what was it like to make that transition? That's high stakes, man. Like to do it inside of a Cubs broadcast.
It was hard. You know, I think the cool thing about a baseball broadcast is that, and this is something I've learned from, you're a little bit of everything. So you're doing play-by-play, you're reporting, you're giving news, so you're kind of anchoring, you're hosting, like the same conversation we're having now, there are a lot of times during the course of a game.
You're doing score updates.
Correct. And you're entertaining. You have to be an entertainer. And you have to combine all of those things together and have to know when's the right time for each one. That's a challenge. There's no other sport like that. And the other thing about baseball, which is very different than any other sport, if you're a hockey broadcaster, if you follow the puck, you're not going to be misled. If you watch a football game, you follow the ball, you're not going to be misled. Same thing with basketball. In baseball, you have to follow the ball first, but there's so much that's going on once the ball is hit. And it's a slow game until the ball is released from the pitcher's hand. And then there's a lot of stuff that can happen. And can you follow all these things, layer it properly, describe it properly, and not lose the person listening? So that was a challenge for me early. And, you know, there are a lot of critics because everyone thinks they're great. But I think one of the things that I'm most proudest of in my entire career is in the middle of a very successful football reporting career and basketball play-by-play career, I switched. And you just heard that call. That was during the playoffs against San Diego. Big moment in game one. I feel like, all right, I'm doing okay.
It's a really good call.
That's how you do it.
That is how you do it, Coom. We got to take a break. When we come back, our friend Olin Krutz is going to educate us on football. We highly recommend that you stick around for it. That's next here on The Score.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.